So it's obviously a pretty well-known phenomenon of American shows being based on British shows. Almost never really goes the other way. It's always it starts in England and then we bring stuff over here. But it seems like that's the kind of thing that was less known back in the day. I mean, obviously this was less known to me too because I wasn't alive. But there were like shows back in the day that were also based on British shows that it was just I never hear about that, or I wasn't aware of that. Not like now, where everybody knows the American office, the British office, that's even what we call them. So in this case, it's Sanford and Son. Did you know Sanford and Son is based on a British show?
I did. I don't think I knew it at the time when Sanford and Son was a big deal on TV, but I know that from somewhere. So, and I don't know when I would have learned it.
Yeah, this is news to me that I just learned a couple days ago. So I was like, well, let's do it. Let's watch both of them. So it's Sanford and Son and Steptoe and Son.
Steptoe and Son, that's right. Yeah. But no, I didn't know that at the time when Sanford and Son was a big deal, because it was a big deal on TV. I don't know when I would have heard that, but I knew it. I know it from somewhere.
And I don't really know Sanford and Son either. I know of it, but it was again a little before my time. So I know of Red Fox, but I couldn't tell you any of his jokes, you know? Like
Oh,
I'm just
he's
sort
such
of
a crusty old brute.
right. So my basic rundown, the info here, Sanford and Son is an American sitcom television series aired on NBC from 1972 to 1977, 6 seasons with 136 episodes, based on the British sitcom Steptoe and Son, which aired on BBC One from 1962 to 1974, so they actually overlapped for a bit there. Sanford and Son, known for its racial humor, running gags, and catchphrases, the series was considered to be NBC's response to CBS's All in the Family. But I don't know that you'd call it a response so much because both shows were adapted by Norman Lear from BBC programs. So if the same guy did the same thing twice, it's not really a response, right?
Yeah, I never would have thought that was now. Oh, I don't know who came up with that little comparison, but
Yeah, I
two
mean,
completely different shows.
right. I mean, I guess somewhat similar just in the sense of, and again, not that I know much about them, just what I know from the pop culture slipstream, but of just like as far as like racial type jokes, obviously Archie Bunker broached these subjects, and then Sanford and Son could be from the other side of the coin type of thing. But yeah, it's just basically, I do think the bigger phenomenon here is that Norman Lear figured out, hey, I can adapt British shows and make a ton of money in America. So that's what he did. Now, one thing that does make me a little concerned is generally, you know, I think it's pretty safe to say the British version is, you can safely say the British version is always better of almost everything. But obviously, there's exceptions to every rule. And if you cast your mind back, because this was some years ago, but we did this same experiment with All in the Family, the British version was called Till Death Us Do Part.
Right,
And it was
and oh
terrible.
yeah, All in the Family was so far ahead of that. And I think, I don't know Steptoe and Son, never saw it. But Sanford and Son, I wouldn't be surprised if it's the better version.
And
And
we'll
it's
see.
because of Red Fox.
Right.
That character is like Archie Bunker, Carol O'Connor, carries the show and makes the show what it is.
Yeah, because I mean, we got some angry comments with our opinions about Till Death Us Do Part. You know, just being ignorant North Americans that don't understand the British sensibilities of the time or whatnot. And I mean, hey, sure, I'll take it. I mean, you're probably right, but I found the Archie Bunker guy in Till Death Us Do Part one of the most unlikable TV characters I've ever seen in my whole life. I hated that show. Like, I wasn't even close. It's not even like, oh, the American one's better. I never want to watch Till Death Us Do Part again. Sorry, Brits. I fucking hated that show. So yeah, normally I would always put my money on the British version, but in this case, in the case of All in the Family, man, it did not go that way.
It's the character. If you can get the right guy that just fits that role so perfectly, it wouldn't matter if it was Swahili. It wouldn't matter what it was. It's that character that makes it. It's the same thing like oh, who were the neighbors of All in the Family?
The Jeffersons.
The Jeffersons. Mr. Jefferson carries that show. He is perfect
Right.
for it.
See, even these things that transcend time, I do know the Jeffersons a little better, but you know, I was born in 79, so this was all the era before I was watching TV, but I know Wheezy! You know, like, who doesn't know that? So Sanford and Son has been hailed as the precursor to many other Black American sitcoms. Oh, yeah, and this kind of reminds me, too, of we did an episode about Amos and Andy once, and it's funny that that show is so forgotten, because that was a really good show, and it feels like that should be the precursor. It was before all this stuff, but somehow it was like too ahead of its time. But Sanford and Son has been hailed as the precursor to many other Black American sitcoms. It was a hit through its run, finishing in the Nielsen Top 10 five times. And just one little interesting detail, Red Fox's real name is John Elroy Sanford. So the character Fred Sanford is named after Red Fox's brother who had passed away. So that's where the name came from. And then I have very little info about Steptoe and Son, so I'll just run through that too real fast. It is a British sitcom about a father and son. Oh, this is interesting too. I feel like this whole job doesn't work anymore. It doesn't exist anymore of like when I envision Sanford and Son, it's that junkyard. And what they call it here for the British version is a father and son rag and bone business in Shepherd's Bush, London. 8 series, 57 episodes, 1962 to 1974. And yeah, I guess rag and bone is like, you know, discarded appliances or fixing up whatever.
No, they were more than rag and bone men were guys who usually had a cart. And they went around from door to door selling wares like pots and pans, just things that you need around your household kind of thing. And there used to be one in Fredericton, actually. It was, I remember I'd been a little kid living in Fredericton when I was about 4 or 5 years old. And what was his name? He'd come around with his cart, and it was hauled by a horse. Wow. And he'd go door to door. And he wasn't called the Rag and Bone Man, though. He had some other name. But everybody went out, and you'd buy things off his cart. And it was only years later that I heard about the Rag and Bone Men, which were a big deal in Britain, and they would go around with carts. Usually, I suppose by the 1950s and 1960s, they were probably going in trucks.
So I guess, yeah, nowadays, I guess the closest thing would be the Restore or whatever, these like kind of refurbished shops. But yeah, this is much more of the independent version of that.
Yeah, this is where actually you went out with your wares from door to door and sold.
So then, Steptoe and Son. But it was remade in multiple countries. So in the United States as Sanford and Son, in Sweden as Albert and Herbert, in the Netherlands as Stijfbeen en Zoon, and in Portugal as Camilo and Filho. Oh, and also South Africa as Snetherswaite and Son. So there's a crap ton. It was like the office of its day, like just made in every single territory. So let's start with Sanford and Son, and then we'll rewind backward to the British version after. And let's just keep our fingers crossed that, I can't blame Norman Lear for Till Death Us Do Part's quality. He obviously saw something in that show and knew to adapt it. But yeah, let's just hope that the British version goes better in this case than it did in that case.
Okay, let's
check it out.
I guess I should say too, if anyone wants to watch along, I just looked up just episodes of Sanford and Son that are well regarded. This is season 2, episode 24. It's called Rated X. Whereas with Steptoe and Son, I'm not sure what the episode number is, but the name of the episode is The Wooden Overcoats. So I'm surprised how those are quite severely different. Like, I think if I happened to catch Steptoe and Son somehow on a rerun or something, I don't think I would make the connection. I wouldn't really realize that those were the same show.
I wouldn't either. Sanford and Son is a big social commentary on the Black situation in the early 70s. And all the references, I told you what some of the references were, civil rights leaders and all that stuff. And the Black guy, the jailer, they say that he's got to be one of those South
West Indians.
West Indian types. He can't possibly be one of the brothers. Now, they're very much into social commentary, the way that All in the Family is, very big in social commentary.
Which is, that's one thing I thought of that I forgot to mention at the start. I think when people compared the two shows, that could be one thing is like that generation gap between Archie Bunker and Meathead. That was his name, right? Meathead?
Yeah.
So that aspect of it is very similar, that obviously, you know, Sanford Sr. is of a different generation from his cool, hip, progressive son.
And Steptoe's son is too, but that's typical any generation, father and son.
Right.
I would not have made the connection between the two of them other than that they are both stories about fathers and sons.
And it is obviously, you know, strange because, you know, we're getting it backwards, you know, not only today, but just in general, that we were aware of Sanford and Son far before because of our North American status. So I guess you could say that it's Sanford and Son that's quote unquote doing it wrong. But it felt like Steptoe and Son was doing it wrong because, like, what made both All in the Family and Sanford and Son really pop with that generational gap is that the senior member of the family has some kind of authority, you know, like in Archie Bunker's case, he's a bit of a blowhard, but he's still like the dad. And in Sanford and Son, Red Fox is like, I can't even imagine the episodes toward the end. Apparently they were having problems with money and, you know, he left the show. You could never have the show without him. It would be impossible. They did some spinoffs. They immediately failed because, you know, he's the cantankerous old dad, but he's also clever and he's on top of things. Where the Steptoe dad, I felt like there was no parody. You know, he's just an old crazy weirdo, and the son is the super cool, hip dude. But then even when they subverted that at the end, where the kid's a little afraid and like, Dad, I want a glass of water, but it was like, didn't feel real.
Watching a stage show, like a play, a skit, it really only had one theme, and that was death. And the
or like an older generation superstitions.
Yeah, about the coffins. Can't have the coffins in the house. But then the son, that transfers over to the son when he goes to bed, and he feels the same fear. But there was no real social commentary in it at all, other than it was like a little skit, a little play of on. Yeah.
And not little enough because, they really, basically, there was two scenes in the British one. Maybe three, you could argue. But like a long time. Let's just literally spend 10 minutes on this one conversation, which is more of a British style, but there really wasn't enough meat on the bones. It was just, I don't like that you bought a bunch of coffins to put them in our house. You just can't talk about that for 10 minutes, but they did somehow, where it was nice with the, in front of the live studio audience, not, at least not a laugh track, but it still had that sense of the laugh track of let's stop and wait, and the audience is very well trained to know when to laugh. You know, it was somewhat stilted, but yeah, like you were saying, they still managed to work in all kinds of stuff. Like they're talking about the young black man coming up in the 70s and now that's becoming a cool thing, and then they get into like they go to get this acting job, but it turns out to be for a skin flick, and they talk about that, and they deal with like that those are in theaters now, and because you know there were no VHS players yet, and communities are finding it weird that there's like porn movies and stuff, and yeah, they covered all kinds of different topics.
A huge number of references because they're talking about movies, obviously, but Red Fox goes back and mentions easily 5 or 6 actors. And when he says he's going to go on audition, he mimics famous actors of the time like Errol Flynn and Charles Laughton. And he does a little mimicry of all those to show that he's really an actor in his own right. Much more depth to it. When I first started watching Steptoe and Son, the first thing you said, well, I can see a big difference right now. Those guys are white. But even then, I said, well, okay, but they're white. But now we're going to hear commentary on the British situation because they have class struggles and lowlifes who would be living on the streets. I thought we were going to hear some of that back and forth, but we really didn't. It was just one theme, which was that superstition of having the coffins in the house.
I wonder if it is like a cultural difference of some kind where, I mean, definitely in Sanford and Son, like Red Fox does have the upper hand in basically every conversation. You know, he's a little funnier than everyone else. He's a little more clever than everyone else. But
he's
the general
more annoying than everybody else.
Right. But the general vibe with it and with pretty much all American sitcoms is you give as good as you get. You know, everybody gets in a good point. Everybody gets in a good argument. You know, they're arguing at each other. It's not just talking down to someone else. Like everybody's got their own, you know, their ideas to throw in the argument, their place in the fight. Where with the Steptoe and Son, the British style it really was like 10 straight minutes of the son just dressing down his dad. You're just an old weird idiot. I'm buying these coffins to resell them. They're just made of wood. There's nothing wrong with it. on and on and on and on ad infinitum. Then when it switched and now the son is scared about having the coffins in the house, it's completely the other way. Now the son is literally reverted back to being a child, and it's just the dad on top, and the dad's just like, you dummy, haha, you idiot, I knew you were stupid all along. Like, there was no parody anywhere in that episode. It was one guy's on top, then the other guy's on top. And yeah, that just doesn't really happen in American shows. In American shows, everybody, you know, feels like they have some
efficacy. American shows that really are just on that level. Sanford and Son is not one of them. But this is also the era of Maude and, well, Archie Bunker, of course, and like all those spinoffs, the Jeffersons. They're all done by the same director, and they're all social commentary shows. And they just came out one right on top of the other. But to compare Stepson and Steps, whatever, and Son with Sanford and Son, I would not make that comparison.
But yeah, and like, I didn't have anything against Steptoe. Like I was saying, how Till Death Us Do Part really rubbed me the wrong way. I didn't feel that way about Steptoe and Son. It seemed fine. It was just quite thin and quite slow. And, you know, it just felt like an old TV show. It was all right. But yeah, definitely of those two, I would have to give my thumbs up to Sanford and Son, like for sure. Not even really close. So, I mean, I guess really ultimately what this comes down to is got to give big credit to Norman Lear. That guy was just really good at seeing a British show and knowing what North Americans would like about it, you know, like switching it to a North American style to the point that it becomes its own show. Like,
well, that guy, Norman Lear, has got such a history of successes. He really had the ability of tapping into the culture of the time. And I mean, when Archie Bunker came out, there were so many people who said, I can't even watch that show. That man's such a bigot. They were missing the whole point of, yes, he was a bigot. I'm going to show you a bigot. I'm going to show you what social commentary is at the time, what people should be thinking about, how people should react to things. And I need a bigot to do it. But I remember at the time, people, I can't watch that man. I just hate that man. Like, well, okay. And I'm sure they said the same thing about Red Fox. Hate that man. Missing the whole point of, this is what's going on in the world. Let's think about it. Let's talk about it. Let's make some change.
Whereas, yeah, it really was weird with Till Death Us Do Part, not to relitigate that show again, but because that was, again, a bigoted, unpleasant father figure, but he actually was. He just felt like a racist. I just didn't like that guy. Where, yeah, like the Norman Lear version is like, yeah, much more balanced of like, oh yeah, I know that guy, or my dad's like that guy, or whatever. Like, you know, you try to find the good in this guy who just, you know, has weird ideas.
Norman Lear also has this ability of balancing off those people that you don't like. Well, Archie Bunker, for example, Meathead is the counterbalance to him. In Sanford and Son, it's not so much the son who was the counterbalance, it was the friend.
Rollo.
He was, well, the two of them together. It took two of them to counterbalance Red Fox. But Norman Lear is famous for that balance, where even if you don't like one of his characters, the other characters create such a balance that you start listening to the guy you don't like.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd say Sanford and Son holds up pretty well. And as for Steptoe, I mean, I'm sure, again, maybe we'll get the comments again. It's just, we didn't grow up in that era of British TV. I'm sure we'd understand better if we did.
I would watch Steptoe and Son again, but not from the angle of, oh, this is a copy or an original of Sanford and Son. I think it should be watched in its own light. I don't think it should be watched as a comparison piece.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very much its own thing. But yeah, I can just imagine it now. You North Americans, you swill. You're nothing. You don't understand our genius TV. It's like, sorry. Sorry, I guess I don't. But yeah, like I said, I had nothing against that show. It was fine. But yeah, I mean, I guess I just am North American through and through in my DNA. Sanford and Son for me, all the way.
I won't even say North American all the way. I would say Norman Lear all the way. Excellent, excellent director.